Trump's updated citizenship test ditches diversity, promotes one nation, one people. By Neil Monroe on September 19, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, posted a 2025 study guide for migrants facing the U.S. citizenship test, and it notably excludes any progressive language about diversity or a nation of immigrants. Published by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the 88-page guide is titled One Nation, One People. It spotlights the One Nation theme on every page, rejecting Democrats' claims that America's homeland really belongs to global migrants along with their various cultural loyalties and rivalries. The booklet says to the roughly 800,000 people who take the citizenship test each year, when applicants for naturalization take the oath of allegiance, the naturalized citizens make important promises of loyalty to the United States, including to give up loyalty to other countries, and to defend the Constitution and laws of the United States. The words are meant to set the tone that if they're becoming an American citizen, they're choosing loyalty to the United States over their home country, said Jessica Vaughn, policy director at the Center for Immigration Studies. She told Breitbart News, there are plenty of examples around the world of countries that have tried to be multicultural. Take Belgium, for example, where they have different cultures that they don't want to subordinate to a common culture. But the American experience has been the opposite by successfully assimilating people of all kinds of cultures, races and languages, into a common culture. Progressives prefer a divided society of competing population groups that can be ruled by a benevolent university-trained elite of themselves and their children. That goal is now threatened by Trump's emphasis on empowering 300 million cooperating and unified American citizens. This month, for example, former President Barack Obama slammed Trump and insisted that Americans undergo a progressive experiment to test whether new migrant groups and U.S. citizens can live peacefully in the United States. There's never been an experiment, emphasis added, like this, where you have people from every corner of the globe show up in one place, Obama said on October 16, adding, we say, based on these ideals, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, and a constitution and a bill of rights and a democracy, that we can somehow figure out how to get along and maintain our private beliefs and pray to God in our own ways, and retain aspects of the cultures that we bring from wherever it is that we're coming from, and yet still decide that we are all Americans. I think George W. Bush believed that. I know John McCain believed it. I know Mitt Romney believed it, Obama added. Pro-migration groups, unsurprisingly, hate the new test, which must be taken in English and includes more questions than the simpler 2008 test. You've got to answer 128 questions, twice as many as before, about Alexander Hamilton and Dwight Eisenhower and the 10th Amendment, while the real Americans, the ones born here, couldn't tell you which war Eisenhower fought in or what the 10th Amendment even says if you spotted them the words states' rights, said a September 17 op-ed at migrantinsider.com. It continued. The new citizenship test is the same old story. Raise the bar, shrink the circle, and pretend it's about patriotism. In reality, it's about power. Because the fewer migrants who get sworn in, the fewer voices in the voting booth who might decide they've had enough of this nonsense. The administration's post-diversity, citizen-centered One Nation theme is also being pushed via patriotic tweets from DHS. In Trump's One Nation test guide, the anti-chaos, pro-freedom message is also emphasized in the section on national monuments. The booklet correctly describes the Statue of Liberty as a Civil War-era symbol of the success made possible with freedom and democracy. In contrast, Democrats have long used a 1903 plaque of an 1883 pro-migration poem to rebrand the 1886 pro-liberty statue as a celebration of migration and of a claimed nation of immigrants. Chapter 12 correctly describes the Liberty Enlightening the World statue. The Statue of Liberty is a famous symbol of the United States. In 1886, France gave the statue to the United States as a symbol of friendship. It is a symbol of freedom and democracy. The Statue of Liberty is in New York Harbor on Liberty Island. Every year, over 4 million people from around the world visit the Statue of Liberty. The statue is of a woman holding a torch in her right hand and a tablet in her left hand. The tablet has the date July 4, 1776, on it. July 4, 1776, is when the Declaration of Independence was adopted. The new booklet barely mentions the topic of immigration, except to describe Ellis Island in New York. Ellis Island was an immigration station in New York Harbor. Ellis Island began receiving immigrants to the United States on January 1, 1892. Over the next 62 years, more than 12 million immigrants arrived in the United States through Ellis Island. The immigrants term barely gets any mention in the booklet, while citizen and citizenship are cited more than 40 times. It sends the signal to migrants that our expectation by allowing them to have the privilege of U.S. American citizenship is that they will consider themselves Americans and embrace our culture and our norms and our values, Vaughn said. Trump is trying to end that diversity experiment, she added.